Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It starts with the Egg Fertility Cookbook, 100 Mediterranean-inspired recipes, is a non-fiction cookbook by Rebecca Fett. Created as a practical companion to her earlier fertility guide, it starts with the egg. The book sits at the intersection of health writing, nutrition, and recipe development, and its purpose is to translate fertility research into everyday meals. Rather than presenting diet as a vague wellness ideal, it focuses on a Mediterranean-style approach that is commonly associated with better reproductive outcomes, including improved chances of conception and IVF support. The cookbook is structured to help readers understand why specific foods are emphasized, how they fit into a fertility-oriented eating pattern, and how to apply those principles in the kitchen. Its value lies in making an evidence-informed dietary strategy more usable for people who want concrete guidance instead of general advice. The emphasis is on ingredients, meal planning, and nutritional context rather than on culinary complexity or visual presentation. Firstly, a Mediterranean diet adapted specifically for fertility goals. The central idea of the cookbook is that a Mediterranean-style diet can be shaped into a fertility-supportive eating pattern. Rebecca Fett uses that framework to highlight foods commonly associated with anti-inflammatory and hormone-friendly nutrition, including olive oil, avocado oil, vegetables, legumes, fish, nuts, and lean proteins. This matters because the book is not simply promoting healthy eating in a general sense. It is connecting dietary structure to a specific reproductive purpose, supporting conception, and potentially improving IVF outcomes. The fertility angle gives the Mediterranean model a practical focus. Instead of treating diet as a broad lifestyle category, the book narrows attention to ingredients and meal combinations that fit the needs of readers actively trying to conceive. That makes the cookbook distinct from standard Mediterranean cookbooks, which often emphasize flavor and culinary tradition more than reproductive health. Food choices are evaluated for their relevance to inflammation, blood sugar stability, and nutrient density, all of which are presented as important to fertility-oriented eating. Secondly, science translated into usable guidance for people trying to conceive. One of the book's defining strengths is its attempt to convert fertility research into daily decisions about what to cook and eat. The research basis is important because fertility advice is often full of general claims that are difficult to act on. Rebecca Fett positions this cookbook as a more concrete response to that problem, building on evidence that diet can influence reproductive health. The result is a book that does not treat recipes as isolated meals, but as a tool for applying nutrition science. This approach is especially relevant for readers who want to support egg quality, prepare for pregnancy, or complement fertility treatment with dietary changes. The book's scientific framing also helps explain why certain ingredients are repeated across recipes. They are there because they align with the nutritional logic of the fertility plan, not just because they suit the flavor profile. That makes the book less about culinary experimentation and more about structured application of evidence-based nutrition. For readers who value clear reasoning, this is a major part of the book's appeal. Thirdly, recipe design that prioritizes nutrient-dense, fertility-supportive ingredients. The cookbook's recipes are built around ingredients that support its fertility-focused nutritional model. That includes vegetables, beans, fish, chicken, legumes, and healthy fats, all combined in ways that reflect Mediterranean cooking principles. The practical value of this design is that it helps readers see how fertility-oriented eating can work across many meals, rather than as a narrow list of permitted foods. A cookbook like this has to do more than state principles. It has to show how those principles become breakfasts, lunches, dinners, and snacks that are actually feasible. The presence of over 100 recipes gives the book enough range to make the diet feel sustainable. It also helps normalize the idea that fertility nutrition does not require extreme restriction or a highly specialized menu. Instead, the recipes show how ordinary ingredients can be arranged into meals that are both accessible and purposeful. This is a key distinction, because the book's usefulness depends on translating nutritional theory into repeated eating habits, not just offering isolated healthy recipes. Fourthly, a nutrition guide that explains the why behind the recipes. The book is not limited to recipes. It also includes nutrition guidance and answers to common fertility-related questions about diet. That matters because readers dealing with fertility concerns often need more than meal ideas. They need context that helps them understand which nutritional choices are important and why. The nutrition guide gives the cookbook a broader educational function by connecting ingredients to fertility concepts such as inflammation, hormone balance, and reproductive health. This helps readers make better choices beyond the exact recipes printed on the page. It also increases the book's value for meal planning, because readers can adapt the underlying principles to their own routines. In this sense, the guide acts as a bridge between scientific literature and daily cooking. The book, therefore, serves both as a recipe collection and as a practical nutrition reference. That dual purpose is significant in a category where many cookbooks provide dishes but little explanation. Here, the guidance is part of the design, and it is what allows the recipes to function as a coherent fertility support strategy rather than a random assortment of meals. Lastly, practical strengths and limitations that shape how the book is used. The book's reception suggests that readers appreciate its scientific framing and practical fertility focus, but also notice some limitations typical of content-heavy cookbooks. One commonly mentioned criticism is the lack of recipe photographs, which can make a cookbook feel less visually engaging and less immediately helpful for some users. Another limitation noted in reviews is the absence of detailed nutritional facts for recipes, which may matter to readers who are closely tracking macros, calories, or specific nutrient targets. These drawbacks do not negate the book's usefulness, but they clarify its position. It is primarily an evidence-informed cooking guide rather than a polished lifestyle cookbook. That distinction is important for setting expectations. The book is best suited to readers who care most about the nutritional logic behind their meals and who are willing to trade visual presentation for substance. In a crowded fertility and wellness market, that makes the book stand out as a more focused, information-driven resource, even if it is less elaborate than more commercial cookbooks. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want fertility nutrition explained in a concrete, kitchen-ready form. That includes people trying to conceive naturally, those preparing for IVF, and readers who already know Rebecca Fett's earlier fertility work and want a more practical extension of its dietary ideas. Its main benefit is that it turns research-informed nutrition into meals that are easy to understand and apply, rather than leaving the reader with abstract advice. It can also be useful for anyone looking to adopt a Mediterranean-style diet with a specific health goal in mind. Since the book explains why certain ingredients are emphasized and how they fit into a broader fertility supportive pattern, compared with many fertility cookbooks, it stands out for its connection to a well-known evidence-based fertility framework and for its attempt to bridge science and everyday cooking. It is less about culinary showmanship than about functional, purposeful food choices. For that reason, it occupies a distinctive place in its category, more specialized than a general healthy cookbook, but more practical than a purely informational fertility book. If you would like to support Rebecca Fett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.